Now, Northern Ireland health unions have suspended planned strike action following talks with the Department of Health. 12-hour strikes had been set to go ahead on Monday, Wednesday and Friday. However, the union NIPSA has said it's not happy with the deal and their strike on the 24th will go ahead. Let's speak to Patrick Mulholland from NIPSA. Good morning to you, Patrick.
Good morning, Vinny.
So explain to me exactly where you are, why you're not happy with the current deal on offer.
Okay, thanks. First of all, Vinny, thank you for the opportunity to do so. Where we are at this point in time, we obviously recognise that militant industrial action by NIPSA and Unite, RCN and Unison has created a great deal of progress. We have made significant steps forward, but our view of the offer that's currently on the table is that it does not deal with the fundamental issue of pay, and it does not deal with the fundamental issue of safe staffing. We feel we have a duty to our members to inform them properly about what the pay deal actually contains. And we also feel we have a duty to our members and to the public and patients to do what needs to be done to deal with safe staffing.
Some NIPSA Twitter accounts appear to be sending out a mixed message, some opposing the deal, consulting their members, postponing industrial action and planning more action. I'm looking at one here that says, further, we have agreed today to postpone the strike action planned for the 24th. So is there a mixed, confused message coming from NIPSA?
There isn't, Vinny. Could I just maybe first of all touch on what is contained within the deal? Because I think it is very important. It appears as a very complex deal, but it boils down to one or two facts. So if I can give you this fact, it maybe explains where NIPSA is on this. Our initial analysis of this offer indicates to us that the majority of health service staff are looking at in or about a 1.7% pay increase in 2020-2021. Now, some staff do very well, but the majority are looking at that level of a pay increase. And you can understand, Vinny, despite all the hype and despite the headlines, for our members, that's a very worrying position to be in.
Yeah, well, the other health unions, Patrick, you know, they've accepted the new deal and they've cancelled their strike action. So were they wrong to do so?
Well, if I can just finish, Vinny, 1.7% takes us below the inflation figure used by the department, which is 2.2%, even by their figure. That is, in effect, a pay cut that is coming down the tracks to our members in 12 weeks' time. There needs to be more discussion about what this deal actually means, and there needs to be more information given to members. Now, we're happy to stand to be corrected, but that's our reading of the situation at this point in time. So in those circumstances, what we are duty-bound to do is to take this out to our members, engage with our members in a proper discussion, a properly informed discussion,
okay,
where both the good and the bad are on display. Now, as far as industrial action is concerned, I'll explain our industrial action approach. We are continuing with our industrial action. Our action short of strike action is the same today as it was yesterday. That's continuing to roll forward. Our selective action, where we were preparing in particular areas around particular issues to bring our members out over, you know, a specific area and a specific issue, that preparation is continuing. Where we have direct coordination with other unions, for instance, NIPSA and RCN were working together on nursing action. Obviously, if RCN have left, you know, industrial action at this point in time, our nursing members will not be going out on their own. So that wouldn't be going ahead. And as far as the action on the 24th is concerned, we took our decision yesterday that we do want to engage in action. But obviously, if the other unions are not going to be there, we would have to have a discussion with the unions that remain.
Well, why would the decision of other unions impact so much on yours? Surely it's your members you represent and you do what they want.
Well, this was a coordinated action that was actually called, drawn together by ICTU. So, Vinny, it wasn't our initiative to put this action together, and it wouldn't have been our day of choice.
Well, so just for clarity,
what we were doing, Vinny, was we were trying to accommodate our colleagues and trying to reach an agreement on when action would take place. Our actual proposal was the 20th. They made a separate proposal. But No, that's how these things work out. So we retain the right then in those circumstances to adjust again to suit.
Okay. And apologies for making you repeat yourself, Patrick, but so on the 24th, okay, because obviously as a result of certain strike action, it could have an impact on people, on services. So what will your members be doing as we stand today on the 24th?
Well, where we are at the minute is we will engage in a discussion with the civil service, our colleagues in NIPSA and the civil service, who are also in a battle around their pay, about what action they want to take, and we'll try and get ourselves lined up with them.
But at present, will there be anyone, you know, out? Will they be on a picket line? Will there be any work to rule?
That final decision will be taken today, Vinnie. We will work our way through our process, because we have our democratic processes. As I say, we were engaged in an action on the 24th at the behest of other unions, which is fine. We now have our right to take our action separately.
Of course. Okay. But and also for clarity, that the new pay parity deal applies to all the staff under the Agenda for Change terms. So that includes the admin staff and other workers who NIPSA represent.
Yeah. It does indeed, yeah. And could I perhaps make a little bit of a point as well on the safe staffing, which unfortunately has been shoved to the side a little bit in this. But safe staffing is critical to NIPSA, because what safe staffing actually means is patients' life and limb, work-life balance, waiting times, all those big issues within the health service. And it behoves the unions to take a stand on this and defend the health service. Can I just say, it is deeply insulting for the department to produce a document that is referring to safe staffing, and it refers to key groups of staff, such as admin staff, in a footnote. They are not given even a paragraph within the document. And I think that will send a very strong message to many, many health workers as to how the department sees them at this
and
point.
And do your other union colleagues, do they share that viewpoint, that disappointment?
The other unions?
Yeah.
Do you mean that? Well, at this moment in time, the union family most certainly is not speaking with one voice, Vinnie, and it has.
Yeah, but the reason I ask is that they've cancelled that strike action, so that's why I'm wondering, they don't seem to share that view. They've accepted the deal.
Well, I think, to be fair to them, I don't agree with them, to be clear, but to be fair to them, they've suspended their action and they're going to a consultation with their members. It would be unfair to say that they have accepted the deal and cancelled action. It's that they have suspended it.
Okay.
I don't agree with the step that they have taken, but I have to be fair to them in this.
Okay.
We have a clear difference of opinion with the other unions. They would feel this offer is sufficient. We feel we should be back in negotiations to improve the offer. Or if the offer cannot be improved, we should be back in substantive industrial action to get us to the value of Scotland rather than the value of England. 1.7% or thereabouts is not sufficient to resolve what this dispute started over. And if you remember, Vinnie, what this started over was the union said, we need a pay deal that is of the nature that it would allow Northern Ireland to retain its health workers. So if they don't go to England, they don't go to the South, they don't go to Scotland for work because it's better paid.
Tell me this, Patrick. NIPSA are in dispute with the Department of Finance over civil service pay. So are you trying to use the health dispute as leverage for a better deal for, you know, the civil service members?
Well, no, it wouldn't come to that at all. No, not at all. Vinnie, I mean, let me put this to you another way. It's 1.7%. That's below inflation. That is a real terms pay cut for our members in the next financial year. We don't need leverage on anybody for that. That's not an acceptable position for the trade union movement, in my view. We cannot be in a position where the trade union movement is delivering what is a real terms pay cut for the majority of staff who work in the health service. Something needs to be done to improve on that. This isn't, I mean, I fully support our colleagues in the civil service, and they are more than entitled to fight a hard fight to get a bit of justice and a bit of decency for themselves as well.
How does this work, Patrick, when it comes to your members? Will you ballot them on the new deal? How will you find out what they feel and what they want?
Well, different unions have different approaches to how they do this.
What will NIPSA do?
What we will do is, like our colleagues in Unison, what we will do is workplace meetings, and we will go to all the key workplaces. We will have meetings all over the country. It gives us an opportunity to put the deal in front of people. It also gives us an opportunity to discuss the way we go ahead with this and how we resolve these issues, how we get to the point where there is a settlement that works for NIPSA's members, but also, I have to say, a settlement that works for patients and a settlement that works for the general public. It can't. We can't restrict this just to the immediate issue in front of our members. We want a pay raise that takes us to the point where people can make a living.
So, okay.
We also want to protect the service.
No ballot then, basically. You'll go meet with members in different areas, but there won't actually be a ballot to see what the wider...
You wouldn't have continuous ballots.
Wider
if you think about it,
spray of members, I think.
If you think about it, Vinnie, we can have another offer coming through on Monday. So we can't ballot again. We could have another coming through on Thursday. We can't have you can't have a continuous ballot. You have to remember this is not the first offer in this dispute.
Okay, let me bring in, if you can stay there, Patrick, let me bring in Erwin Armstrong, a commentator. Good morning to you, Erwin.
Good morning, Vinnie.
Are you surprised at NIPS's current stance given what action the other unions have taken?
Well, I think you need to look at the sequencing of all the strikes and all the events that have been over the past few months. Certainly, through complete mismanagement, the health service is not in a good place and was not in a good place. And the unions went out on strike and they had lots of public support and that continued. I think there was a strike last week which was getting less support because everybody had agreed they should get with the amount of money and they would look at it. They have now actually got somebody to talk to who can take decisions. And the rest of the unions have decided, look, we are happy for the time being that this is the right way forward. And they always, of course, can have the option if things are not working out about recruiting new staff, etc. That's fine. I think that for NIPSA to consider going out and strike, they will not have the public support that the original strike had. Because
Can I finish, please?
They will not have the support from the public that the initial strike had because they can see the other unions have looked at it and say, okay, it's not everything we wanted, but for the time being, it's acceptable. Let's work at this and let's move forward. Now, I'm not absolutely clear from what Patrick's saying, whether there's a strike or not a strike, or there's consultation or no consultation, but I think they need to take a lead and go to the members and say, look, we are on the right path. Things are moving the way we wanted them to. There are pay increases. There are actions being taken on the recruitment of new nurses and training of new nurses. So all of those things are happening. And I just feel, Patrick, the public will not understand why if most unions can accept this, that you are flying in the face of it.
Well, can I just say, first of all, Erwin, let me be absolutely clear about this. There will be a consultation. I said there will be a consultation. And it is not appropriate for you to give the impression that NIPS has said anything other than that. And secondly, on the industrial...
Well, I'm not clear.
Let's let Patrick finish, Erwin. I'll bring you back in.
Yeah. And on the second issue about industrial action, let me be clear about that. We will go through our democratic discussions and our democratic mandate to decide on this. We had a ballot for industrial action, I would remind you. We had a properly, legally constituted ballot for industrial action, so that's where we are at the minute. As to the offer, Erwin, I would ask you this. You're a businessman, an old Tory. You're a businessman. If you were doing business and you signed a contract, would you want clarity in that contract? Would you want to know when the concluding date of the contract was? Would you want to know the value of the contract? Would you want to know what the outcome of the contract
would be?
Okay,
let's get Erwin to respond to that.
In front of us doesn't give us that. How would you deal with that, Erwin, businessman?
I would think if I was signing a contract and there were five parties to the contract, which in this case would be the government in whichever form you want to take it, the other unions and you and the rest of them all said, look, okay, this is acceptable for the moment. We'll keep it under review and reserve the right to do something.
That's how you do business.
Yeah, compromise.
That's how you do business.
Yeah, compromise.
You don't know what the end result's going to be. You don't know how much you're going to get in a contract.
If we both talk at the same time, no one is going to hear anything. Right, let Erwin respond. Patrick, I'll bring you back in.
In any contract discussions, there is compromise. It doesn't matter what the contract is or anything else. There is always compromise. People move their positions. People move their positions on Brexit. People move their positions on all sorts of things. And in this particular case, no one is suggesting that you say, we will never have any industrial action forever. what you can do is saying, right, for the time being, we will accept this.
Patrick,
can I just say, Vinny, can I just say,
yes.
There is no circumstance that a businessman as shrewd as Irwin would sign a contract that doesn't say when the end date of it is, that doesn't say the value of the contract, that doesn't tell him what he and his company would get out of the contract.
Okay, let's go to the phones. Michael in Newton Abbey. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning.
Go ahead, Michael.
Could I ask the trade union official, the idea of the strike, I was led to believe, was you wanted part of it with your counterparts in the UK. Did you first and foremost get part of it with your counterparts in the UK?
That's a very good question, and it goes to the heart, I think, of this dispute. Where the union set out for, Michael, was parity with Scotland and parity with the value of Scotland, because you now have a pay structure where England, Scotland, Wales and Northern Ireland are in different pay scales. They have different pay, accounting on which part of the health service you were in. Our point was to retain staff here. So as some young person going into training as a nurse stays in Northern Ireland as a nurse in our hospitals, you have to at least be paying as much as Scotland's paying. You're asking me a question. Did we get that? The answer is quite simply, no, we did not.
Well then, leading the public up the path, because the idea of the strike, as far as I was concerned, was that the people who was on strike in the Northern Ireland wanted parity with the UK.
Okay.
Now, this
all right, you've had Patrick's response to that. Michael, thank you. We're just heading up to the news at 10 o'clock. Just very briefly, Patrick, just to clarify again, 1.7 is the deal that's on the table. What do you need?
1.7 applies to the majority of staff in this incoming year. We certainly would be happy to go back into negotiations to discuss what can be done to alleviate the position of the people in that position.
1.7 to what, Patrick?
Sorry?
1.7 to what? What would be acceptable?
I think we would like to go to the sorts of points that people have on the other scales. I think we need to be looking towards probably more in the region of 8 to 9%, I think would be a significant rise to begin to deal with the issues in the past. But we need to get to Scotland.
Okay, we have to go, I'm afraid. Patrick Mulholland and Irwin Armstrong, thank you both very much.